The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Miss Jade?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you are full of holiday cheer, or if not, you have some eggnog nearby that could help with that. But happy holidays to everybody out there listening to SmackDown Matters. Yes.
Happy holidays, everyone. I will have holiday cheer shortly. Okay. It is 8:27 a.m. So, you know, if I have it before 9, then I'd be an alcoholic. So.
Okay, well, hopefully everybody is full of cheer out there when they listen to this episode of SmackDown Matters, brought to you by the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find the show through the web at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is search for the Razzlecast dash the CSPN. Look for the New Day holding the Razzlecast sign as the logo. Hit subscribe and SmackDown Matters will appear in your podcast queue each and every week. So, Ms. J to the Max, as we record this on this lovely Sunday morning, it is a morning of TLC, tables, ladders, and chairs, or as we like to say over here on the WrestleCast, hashtag no scrubs cast. So, that's going to be our hashtag for tonight. Use no scrubs cast to share your commentary with color on TLC. It's time for us to play Who You Got. So, Ms. J to the Max, I have to get your opinions on who you think are going to come out victorious on tonight's matches. So you, myself, and Mo to the underscore Reese can find out who knows the most about WWE booking. So we're going to start with the New Day versus the Hurt Business for the Raw Tag Team titles. Ms. J to the Max, who you got?
Can I just say how disappointed I am in myself? TLC is one of my favorite group in the whole entire world, and I've been part of the WrestleCast family for all these years, and it just clicked. No scrubs cast. So I am not dumb, people. It just some days things click and some days things don't. In this case, it took years, but anyway, I think the Hurt Business. I'm going to go with the Hurt Business. It's their time to shine.
All righty. You're thinking along the same lines I am. I chose the Hurt Business as well. Mo to the underscore Reese is rolling with the New Day. So now we move on to Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler defending the women's tag team titles against Asuka and a partner to be determined. Who you got?
Asuka and Naomi.
All right.
I think that's going to be her secret partner.
Okay. Okay. Myself and Mo, we went with the champs retaining on that particular one. But yes, if Asuka.
No, they're getting boring.
And Naomi were to show up, so that would be a great surprise. It'd be much better than the rumored Charlotte Flair.
Things were fine without Charlotte. Just saying. No offense, just saying things are fine without her.
The Fiend, aka Bray Wyatt, versus Randy Orton in a Firefly Inferno match. Who you got?
The Fiend.
I chose The Fiend as well. Mo to the underscore Reese is going with Randy Orton. Now we transition to SmackDown Women's title match. The Boss Bay, Sasha Banks, defending the title against Carmella. Ms. Jade to the Max, I think I can go ahead and put you down for this answer, but I'm going to ask you, who you got?
Sasha, and it ain't even close.
All right. Clean sweep there. Myself and Mo agreed. Sasha Banks as well. Now it's time for the WWE title match between Drew McIntyre and AJ Styles. This is going to be a tables, ladders, and chairs match. J to the max, who you got?
AJ. He's better on the mic than Drew McIntyre. Put the title back on him.
All right. You're going against the grain. Me and Mo chose the champ retains.
And he's also one of the greatest wrestlers in the world, so give it to him.
And then our main event matchup will be for the Universal title, Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. Another tables, ladders, and chairs match. Ms. J to the max, who you got?
This is a tough one, but Roman's at the top of the food chain right now, so I'm going to go with Roman. Although I really would love for KO to win. I like KO.
All right. So you agree with myself and Mo that Roman is going to be victorious as well. So there you have it. Those are the announced matches that we have. They may add another one in between now and the recording of this particular podcast. But there you go, your TLC preview from Miss J to the max. Hopefully this is a really good program. I know the Hurt Business and the New Day are going to kill it, but I'm kind of suspect about everything else. Drew and AJ could probably be a very good match. I don't know if it's going to get to their level of Drew and Roman from Survivor Series, but I know AJ is going to try his best.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's time to get into this past Friday's episode of SmackDown. We get a quick video recap of Roman beating down Kevin Owens and then addressing Kevin Owens' family. Kevin Owens heads down to the ring. There's a lot of tables, ladders, and chairs around the entrance ramp and ring, just in case you didn't know that the TLC pay-per-view was coming up this Sunday. Owens is on the mic. He's been waiting all week for this, and he's not waiting anymore. He demands Roman come down to the ring. Of course, Roman doesn't come down to the ring. Owens heard the message from Roman to his family last week, and he talked with his family this week, and he warned them not to watch his match with Roman at TLC. Not because he's afraid of what Roman will do to him, but because of what his family will think of him after what he does to Roman. He invites Roman down to the ring again. He says a few weeks ago, he heard Roman mention he cares how his sons look at him. Owens has bad news, as if they judge him on his actions the last weeks. He's just a hypocrite. Roman jumped him from behind last week after sacrificing a pawn like Jey Uso, which is pathetic. He knows Roman isn't the head of the table. He's a coward and think Roman knows it too. Paul Heyman shows up on the big screen. He asks Kevin Owens to stop. They've done this song and dance already. Heyman is here to confess a sin. He thought Owens was a masochist to come back looking for a fight with Roman after last week, which would marry with Roman's sadism, but Owens isn't a masochist. He's a martyr who will pay any price to become the Universal Champion, which makes him a dangerous opponent. Pain won't stop him. He'll have to be taken out. Owens cuts him off. If Roman won't come fight Owens, then Owens will go find Roman. Owens heads to the back as Heyman looks nervous, and we head to commercial break. In the back, Adam Pearce is trying to talk down Kevin Owens as Kevin Owens stalks through the back. Owens isn't having any of that. He runs to the locker room for Roman Reigns, but of course, it's locked. Roman and Paul then head to the ring for their own promo. Heyman hands Roman the mic. He addresses Kevin Owens saying he doesn't want to hurt Owens or his family, but he's running around telling the world that he's a bad guy when he isn't a bad guy. He's just doing the things you have to do to be the guy. Being the guy is above the pay grade of Owens, and he advises Owens to stay in his lane. Roman will prove he's a good guy. He gives Owens the same choice as the same choice he gave Jey Uso. Owens heads back to the ring. Roman tells Owens to acknowledge him as the tribal chief and the head of the table, and they'll be all good. But if he can't, he'll end him, promising that Owens won't even make it out of the building tonight. Owens is then coming down to the ring, but Jey Uso jumps in from behind. Jey and Kevin Owens brawl on the ramp, then Roman gets involved. Roman and Jey stomp on Owens for a bit. Roman lays in some forearms. Officials finally show up to try and break things up. Roman tosses Owens into one of the barricades. Then Owens starts fighting to his feet as Roman and Jey Uso hit the top of the ramp and leave to the back.
KO gotta come in and destroy everybody after that. Got to. I think it's going to be a great the match at TLC is going to be really good.
They pulled a switcheroony on him. Like, I don't know how he was going to the back and they was coming out to the ring and he didn't see him.
And they didn't see each other. Yeah. I was wondering that too. I'm like, okay, Looney Tunes.
But yeah, this was a good opening promo. Roman Reigns just at his best, talking about that man. Tell that man he knows it's above his pay grade. Just stay in his lane.
Roman's wife be writing his promos. Like, you should say this, and then you should say that. Look, you know, sisters have to talk slick.
That leads us to the Street Profits versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. This is a SmackDown tag team title match. Ziggler blind tags and then hits an assisted Famister for a near fall. Ziggler tries a super kick, but Dawkins blocks it, but eats an uppercut. Ziggler walks into the anointment. Dawkins tags Ford, who hits the frog splash, but it takes Ford too long to cover, and Robert Roode is able to break it up. Robert Roode is officially tagged in. Robert Roode does an O'Connor roll with a handful of tights, but Montez Ford rolls through. He grabs the tights of Bobby Roode and gets the pin, and the Street Profits retain the SmackDown Tag Team titles.
And still, SmackDown Tag Team champions. Sorry, Bobby. Sorry, Dolphy. Maybe next time.
Montez Ford out here doing his best Ricky Morton impression, taking all the beating.
Man, he be getting his butt whooped, and still manages to do his finisher with all that airtime.
Very impressive, especially when they slow it down in the super slow mo.
Oh yes. I know he'd be hurting after those matches because every time he does, I'm like, ooh, I felt that.
After the match, Ziggler and Roode complain about the results, but Baby Nate's Charles Robinson won't take their crap. He threatens to suspend both of them, so they back off of their threats.
Baby Nate.
Mm-hmm. Charles Robinson. Yeah, remember when he dressed up like Ric Flair?
Wait. Let me remember. My brain. Oh, this was years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember.
He was basically Ric Flair's personal referee.
That's right. Okay. Thanks for jogging my memory. I remember now. Getting old, Don.
Kayla Braxton. Interview.
Was she looking good?
As always. I think that goes without saying at this point. Interviews Bianca Belair to bring us back from commercial break. She says, Bianca, she asked Bianca what a win over Bayley would do for her. She says, Bayley isn't a role model, just the next person that she's going to beat. She puts over Bayley's accomplishments, but tonight she says that she's going to shine and beat Bayley.
Give me all the binky.
Yeah, she was in her gold. She was definitely shining.
My girl.
In the ring, we've got the Riot Squad waiting for Billy Kay and another mystery partner. Billy Kay comes out to the top of the ramp. She says she will introduce her own partner as she's a seasoned ring announcer. Check the resume. Then she announces Tamina as her partner. So we have the Riot Squad versus Billy Kay and Tamina. Tamina trash talks Ruby Riot, shoving her around. Ruby Riott tries to fight back. She gets shoved to the corner, and Billy Kay makes a blind tag. Then Tamina hits a Samoan drop onto Ruby Riott. Billy Kay tries to get the win, but Liv Morgan breaks up the pin. Ruby Riott escapes Billy Kay. She tags Liv Morgan. They dropkick Tamina off the apron, and then we get a dropkick assisted flatliner to Billy Kay, and the Riott Squad get the win.
Man, Tamina, has she won a match this year?
I don't remember Tamina winning a match this year. Now,
I don't even remember Tamina being in matches this year.
She may have won a match or two on Main Event, but I don't watch that, so it didn't happen.
I don't even know when Main Event comes on. It's just like you see this footage. Oh, from Main Event. When the hell was Main Event on?
But yes, I don't have any recollection of Tamina being victorious this year.
Oh, Tamina. Tamina just like, I'm just happy to have a job in this economy. So
Yeah, I don't make no waves. And
keep my head low, right. Mind my business,
exactly.
Stay in my lane. She know who the head of the table is, see? That's why she keep her mouth shut.
Maybe they're trying to build up Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott to make a run at the tag team titles. They've been getting a few victories here over the past couple of weeks. So we'll see what is, you know, up for them. Billie Kay out here, you know, searching for a tag team partner when she legitimately had an awesome tag team partner. But, you know.
I don't understand. I say this every week. I don't understand Vince's decision making. Clearly, he doesn't make wise decisions. But
yeah,
clearly wisdom does not come with age when it comes to him. So
the sommelier is setting up a champagne table in the ring for Carmella to come down to. We get a video recap of Carmella versus Sasha Banks from last week. Carmella heads down to the ring. She's planning on toasting Sasha Banks. The sommelier gives Carmella the mic. She sings a bit, then says there's a selection of champagne here so she can decide which one she wants ringside for her victory at TLC.
Was Corbell one of the choices again? They on a budget.
She mocks the fans, reminding everyone she's better than them and knows that Sasha Banks doesn't have what it takes to be a champion. Banks might have the physical attributes, but mentally she's weak when it counts. She brings up that this is currently Sasha's longest title reign and that Banks is currently drowning in pressure in the uncharted waters for her. Last week, Banks felt her title slipping away, so she got herself disqualified, which tells Carmella that Banks is already beaten. She says that when Sasha loses on Sunday, Sasha will fall into such a deep, dark place she just might break. Because really, who is Sasha Banks if she's not the boss or the best? Even Sasha doesn't know the answer to that question, and it's why Sasha comes unglued around Carmella and gets more desperate. But all this has made Carmella sad, and she wants a little bit of booze to feel better. She does not care for the first glass of champagne. It tastes cheap.
Because it's Corbell.
Just like Sasha Banks. Sasha's music hits. The sommelier heads to the ring to run interference, but Sasha Banks comes from the blind side into the ring. Sasha Banks throws the champagne into Carmella's face and looks to lock in the Banks statement, but the sommelier finally shows up to break that up. Banks slaps him and tries to backstab her, but Carmella has another champagne bottle to the small of the back of Sasha Banks and takes her down. Carmella then poses as the segment ends.
See, those Corbell bottles break real easy.
Sasha Banks coming up from the blind side looking like Sasha Fierce with
yes.
Shorts and high boots on. Oh my goodness.
Sasha be looking like she getting ready to go perform at the Grammys. Come on, girl.
Carmella's trying. She's trying.
She should try harder. We are Sasha Banks stands over here. Okay. Yeah,
sorry. This sends us to the back. Kevin Owens is with the trainer, but Jey Uso barges in to attack him. Jey winds up slamming Kevin Owens through a table, then screams for Kevin Owens to just stay down. Now it's Otis with Chad Gable versus Shinsuke Nakamura with Cesaro. We get a running discus clothesline from Otis. He hits an avalanche in the corner. Otis sets up for the caterpillar, but Gable is up on the apron and wants Otis to do a suplex instead. Nakamura counters with the roll-up for a near fall. Otis then hits the exploder suplex, then a Vader bomb to pick up the win.
So Otis was in a tag team too, only to have the tag team broken up to get put back in a tag team. Make it make sense.
Correct. And he has to go down to NXT and train on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Performance Center.
Because Vince McMahon is an idiot. Continue.
Oh, man. Can Nakamura go back to New Japan now?
Bad, because they don't know what to do with him anymore.
I mean, really? We've gotten to the point where you're losing to Otis? I mean, no disrespect to Otis, but that's Shinsuke Nakamura, man.
One of the greatest to ever do it.
Right.
The artist.
I know.
Known as Shinsuke Nakamura.
This is a far cry from 2017.
Vince is going to blame it on the pandemic. It's the pandemic's fault. Blame it. It's 2020. You can blame everything on the pandemic.
In the back, Sammy agonizes over his Sammy Awards. He runs off to get polished for the trophies, and as he's gone, Big E, looking like Bob Backlund with the suspenders and the red bow tie, shows up. If you've ever watched any of the old Slammys awards, that was Bob Backlund's like Slammy dress up outfit. Yeah, so Big E doing the cosplay. We come back to Otis and Chad Gable celebrating in the back. Gable asks why Otis didn't hit the caterpillar. Gable says the alpha philosophy is don't do what I say, do what I mean. He says, tells Otis, you know, hydrate, drink the water. So Otis does that. Now to the top of the entrance ramp where Sami Zayn is here to present the Sammy Awards. He says, because the Slammys have taken a dive recently, they're about highlighting corporate favoritism, while the Sammys are about the will of the people. He sends us to a video package all about how great he is. Back from that, he's ready to present the first Sammy Award for Comeback of the Year. He brings up names like Edge and Roman Reigns, but does feel his name is in contention. He opens the envelope, and the winner is Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
This is such a surprise, and he's happy about the recognition. He doesn't want to make this all about himself, though. So next up will be the Sammy for Match of the Year. The award goes to Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy in a ladder match for the Intercontinental title. Sami said he really wanted to win this one. He says the next one is a big one. It's the Superstar of the Year. And the winner is Big E. Big E. And Big E shows up. He shoves Sami aside. He's very happy. He thanks his college therapist first. Sami tries to shove Big E back aside, trying to get a recount. But Big E just clubs him to the body. Big E tosses Sami down the ramp. Like the ramp was like a table. Right. And when he tossed him and Sami Zayn slid down this table. Hilarious. Big E takes his trophy, thanks the crowd again, and then breaks the trophy as he stands tall.
Oh man, Big E. I love it. You out here swapping envelopes.
This is a good little piece of business right here.
I love it.
You should have seen Sami Zayn, because he didn't look homeless. He was wearing a tuxedo, he had his hair did. Yeah,
he didn't look homeless in that moment, but he'll be back to looking homeless tonight. I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, he had on the the burgundy purple looking suit, tuxedo. So yeah, not bad. Crushed red velvet. I don't know one of those colors. I'm kind of colorblind. So
#, fashion cast.
Right. There you go. But yeah, that was good. I like that a lot. In the back with Kayla, we've got Bailey for an interview. Bailey heard about Bianca's interview earlier and thinks it was nice of Bianca to have said nice things about her earlier. She runs down Bianca's track and field accomplishments and says that doesn't matter in the ring. Tonight, she's going to put Bianca on the mat. So that leads us to the main event for the #, and all of the people with this podcast. Bianca Belair versus Bailey.
Binky time.
And Bailey, who's in the middle of the ring, Belair drags her toward the corner to make smart. Belair's job easier. Yeah, it's very smart. As Belair now going to head up to the top rope, Bianca Belair looking to put Bailey away, but she took a little bit too much time, and Bailey capitalized.
Belair, usually very sure-footed, hesitated just a moment, and that's all you're going to get with an experienced veteran like Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey very resilient as well. We've learned that about her over the years. And now with Belair on the top rope, Bailey now, with a smile on her face, mocking Belair.
Impressive power from Bailey.
Yeah, but Belair now with a suplex of her own. Great counter. Bailey got a bit cute, and Bianca Belair made her pay. But now can Belair put this match away? Bailey, hangs up Belair on the top rope. Again, the arm that was injured earlier on in the match.
We're seeing the toughness of Bianca Belair almost immediately. Attempting to get back on her feet, trying to stay in this fight.
And now it's Bailey who's sent into the top turnbuckle. And Belair, spine buster for the win, stacks Bailey up. What a victory it would be in a kick out. At two, Belair can't believe it. Bailey kicks out again.
This is where we start to find out what Bianca's truly made of.
Bailey looking. Bailey using her leverage, and the referee caught her. Bailey, shoulders down, and Bailey has to kick it too.
Dangerously close to being under the bottom rope as it was.
Bailey to Bailey. And blocked by Belair.
No.
Bailey rolls her up, but Belair rolls through.
Great evasion by Bailey.
And Belair now stacking Bailey up. Kick out of two by Bailey. Just got her shoulder up and shoulders down again. Bailey barely stays off the mat.
Whoa.
And now the power by Belair.
Uh-oh. Oh, Bailey somehow escaped.
I think Bailey may have raked the eyes. And then Bailey delivering the rose plant and the cover now to the win. Survived. Here is your winner, Bailey.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Cole. Bailey didn't survive. She bided her time until it was time to strike.
She could rake the eyes and win.
You don't know that for sure. That's just merely speculative on your part.
Nonetheless, Bianca Belair, she can be proud of herself tonight, Corey. She took a former women's champion to the limit.
Mm-mm. Come on, Binky. No.
There is one point in the match where, like, Bailey's in control. She's, like, on the outside, and she's right there by Michael Cole and them. And she's, like, she slams Binky's, like, head into the announce table. And she's, like, Michael Cole, I'm the ER. I'm better.
Her and Michael Cole, like, she's always terrorizing him, and I love it. I'm the ER.
But yes, this was a very good match. Bianca Belair got to show a lot of her athleticism. But the story is that Bailey has more experience, and Bianca Belair made a few, you know, couple of mistakes here and there. And Bailey, using that, you know, veteran heel tactics maneuver of raking the eyes, getting out of the situation, got her the win over Bianca Belair. Very much looking forward to the next chapter in their story.
Yes, I like this little feud. Not little. I don't mean to diminish it, but I like this feud. I would never diminish anything that Bianca's in. I like this feud, though. Especially, you know, they're both good on the mic. They're back and forth banter on Twitter. And they're both skilled in the ring. So it's a lot of fun.
High quality stuff here on SmackDown, as always. Now for our main event segment of the night. Roman Reigns comes to the ring again with Paul Heyman and Jey Uso. Roman gets the mic from Heyman. You can't understand why Kevin Owens is blowing his chance to be the main event in the pay-per-view and be on the Island of Relevancy. This is a chance for his legacy. He's cut off by the music of Kevin Owens. Owens staggers down to the ring. Jey Uso looks to intercept, but Kevin Owens gets a chair and clobbers him a few times. Owens gets to the ring and starts brawling with Roman. Jey comes from behind with a super kick, then Roman spears Kevin Owens. Roman with more chair shots while Jey sends hardware into the ring. Jey sets up a couple of tables. And I lost my place. See, this is what happens when you do live podcasting.
Things happen.
All
it's
the
okay.
time.
It's live, folks.
Yeah, Jey sets up a couple of tables while Roman lays in more chair shots. Roman tosses Kevin Owens into Jey, who hits a spine buster through a table. Roman asks Owens if this is all worth it. He Samoan drops Owens through another table. Jey heads out of the ring to get a third table, while Roman uses the broken table pieces to abuse Kevin Owens some more. Roman buries Kevin Owens in the rubble, and Jey gets some ladders into the ring. They bury Owens under the tables, ladders, and chairs, and then they abuse the pile of debris. Roman and company head up the ramp and into the back, and they meet Kayla at the gorilla position. Kevin Owens is fighting back to his feet, and they can see that on a monitor backstage. Owens gets the mic. He tells Roman nothing can keep him down, and at TLC, he's going to take the title or die trying, and that is how we end the show.
Poor Kevin, I think it's going to be the latter, but, you know. No pun intended.
This looked like a scene right out of the ECW arena. If you've ever watched ECW, that
I did. I watched ECW growing up.
The intro where they're throwing all the chairs into the ring and they're piling up on the dude. Yeah, that's kind of like what this reminded me of, is they were piling up all those tables and chairs and stuff, and then they were beating all that stuff with Kevin Owens underneath it. Mm.
See, SmackDown is so much more digestible than Raw. It's 2 hours, and it's 2 hours of nonstop fun and entertainment. And then Raw, you get 45 minutes in and you're going, okay, it's been at least 2 hours. And it's like, no, it's only been 45 minutes. And yeah, but no, whoever, like, they need to take note. Raw needs to take notes from SmackDown. Just saying.
Yeah, there's nothing that I don't think Raw can really do to help the pacing of that show right now. They just don't have any characters that people are really invested in besides like New Day, Hurt Business. The main event scene is kind of getting a little stale now with Drew. He's kind of had the title.
That's why they need to put AJ back in a championship position, because like you said, with Drew, I forgot Drew was the champion.
So
I don't even watch Raw anymore. I can't.
Well, you can always listen to me and Mo to
exactly. Maurice, I don't have to because Rawcast. I have the Rawcast that I can just listen to.
That's right. Is there anything you'd like to say about NXT before I turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous?
NXT is actually the superior show. I'm just saying, if I had to rank them, it'd be NXT, SmackDown, and then Raw would be like somewhere down in like the hundreds. But yeah, I've watched NXT faithfully every week, and I was thinking the other day, I remember when I wasn't watching NXT. How was I not watching NXT that whole first year? And here we are. Huge NXT fan. Huge Shotzi fan, by the way.
Yeah, I think everybody is really a big fan of Shotzi Blackheart. Big things are in store for her, for sure. As long as she can stay healthy, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for her. And she may be another one of those people who is like headed for bigger and better things outside of WWE. She just has that look.
Oh, for sure.
And the charisma to, you know, go on to do things in movies and TV or something like that. So, yeah.
Fast and Furious 27, here she comes with her tank. They get the tank in there too and they can trick it out.
So we may have to cherish these next 4 to 5 years of Shotzi Blackheart wrestling, because it may not really be that long before she decides to, or maybe Hollywood decides that, you know, she's here for bigger and better things.
I'm here for it.
All right, Miss Jade to the Max, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout outs to the whole WrestleCast crew. Looking forward to live tweeting with you all tonight for the No Scrubs cast. And happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Jade Cinemax. Happy holidays to you as well. Hope that you have a nice, warm, sunny day out there in, you know, the most beautiful place.
Opening the presents that I bought for myself. Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Didi Jonay, Sam, Greg, Mo_Reese, Miss Simi, Terry's Boy, everybody who joins us in the live tweet, all the WrestleBays, all the gorgeous ladies of the WrestleCast. Hope that everybody has a great, great Christmas. We will be back on the network probably after the holiday. So the Tuesday after Christmas will be resuming, so you'll get one more WrestleCast as we'll talk about TLC, and then we'll be on a little bit of a vacation, so we'll be doubling up on the AEW reviews, NXT cast, and SmackDown matters. But you won't miss a thing over the slight holiday, because we'll still be live tweeting and doing all of that, so you know, you can still find our commentary with color. It'll just be on Twitter for a couple of days after the holidays. Please do your last minute shopping through cspn.us. click the tab that says keep our podcast free. Go to Amazon, get those last minute Christmas gifts, and some of that purchase will come back to the CSPN to help keep the podcast free each and every week. You can also support the podcast by going over to the Patreon page, becoming a patron, and over there you'll get exclusive content like the Dark Match from me and Miss Simi, where we review AEW Dynamite each and every week. All you have to do is become a patron over at patreon.com/CSPN Media. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. If you're listening on Sunday, don't forget to use the hashtag NoScrubsCast and share your pro wrestling commentary with color on TLC. Until next time, Stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye.
Ziggler and Rude had talked about you guys not being serious enough to be tag team champions. Tonight you proved them wrong, maybe by using one of their tricks.
I mean, hey, wise man once said, win by any means necessary. And Dolph and Rude, they taught us a very valuable lesson. Sorry, his ribs are really hurting right now. Hey, dog, it's good. It's okay, brother. It's okay. We won. We still the champ.
I took one for the team.
Yeah, you took one for the team, dog. Hey, hey.
Took a few for the team.
Yeah. Hey. We gonna ice the ribs up nice. All right, Cup?
Even in December?
Yeah.
Ice in December?
Yeah, ice in December. But yeah, they taught us a very valuable lesson. And this is important to win by any means necessary. And that's exactly what we did. See, they went to the well one too many times. They got us a couple weeks ago. They got my boy Tez last week, caught him slipping. And they went back to the well again today. And guess what happened? We were the ones that stuck our hands in the cookie jar. We were the ones that came out on top. We were the ones who came out. And still, you're SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They keep talking funny, don't make money. Look like we just made a lot of money off of them. Because we the champs for a reason. We going to stay the champs. 2020 is ours. Dolph and Rude, y'all lost, dog. Y'all can complain, y'all can cry. Y'all like the Los Angeles Clippers. Y'all was up 3-1, and y'all lost 4-3. You was living that lemon pepper Lou life while we was living the champs life, because we got the hardware that speaks, and y'all just stat boosters, fam.
We live, breathe, and die. Oh, but four words, and that is we.
Want the smoke. All right, man. Yeah, sorry. Hey, man, let's roll.